related to the accountability and tracking. You want, just think about it. Don't do anything. Just think about it in terms of this: starting, creating momentum, and completion. Starting, creating momentum, completion.
Welcome to the Habits to Goals podcast with Martin Grunberg. Are you ready to achieve goals faster and more consistently than ever before? You need the Habit Factor. You're listening to Habits to Goals, the podcast that helps you create the habits that lead to success. And here is Martin Grunberg.
All righty, here we go. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Martin Grunberg. That is B-U-R-G. This is H2G, of course, Habits to Goals. Today we're getting into a funky, semi-funky concept, this idea of threes. And it occurred to me, and I don't really love the term, but it's certainly popular, hacking. So hacking motivation and using this idea of threes. Now, before we go there, I'm going to hit you with my GTR, my good things report, real quick. Played a little golf the other day, and a very good buddy had his first hole in one. And it was extraordinary. And it brought up another MBM we'll probably be doing about manifestation and dreams. So he turns to me and says, I have been dreaming about this. And to be fair, he even said the Wednesday going into the golf round 2 days before how he'd been dreaming about the first hole. And then the first hole, he had an ace, a hole in one. And this guy is a golf fiend. All right, so threes, hacking motivation. First of all, as I tend to say, it occurs to me there's always new listeners and they come in here and they wonder why I'm talking about bizarre things like habits and skills and why they're similar or rumination. And the answer is, you know, 5+ years, 500 plus episodes, and I can't just talk about habits and goals in every episode. Now, having said that, they are all related. The reason I'm saying this is new people are turning in looking for habits and goals info. You should be searching for episodes, past episodes that fit or suit your needs. You can also, I recommend you go to habits2goals with the number 2.substack.com. You can do a search there. But for the new listener, I think this is going to be quite helpful. A lot of people show up, and the term I hear all the time is I'm stuck, I'm spinning my wheels, I can't get motivation. There's two challenges to address. The first is clarity, like where is it you want to go? And we've done numerous episodes on that. And then the second is setting up some sort of tracking accountability mechanism. And of course, that's where the habit factor comes in. So we have a free tracking sheet, a habits to goals tracking sheet. This was the very first of its kind. Now there are thousands of habit trackers out there. The challenge is a lot of them don't follow a specific process. We teach PAR, plan, act, record, and reassess. By following that process, you get momentum, which is essential. So if you're not clear on the big goal, the idea is to set up a little challenge. Often when I'm coaching, it's something as simple as, you know, depending on what your goal is, but here's an example, getting out of bed by 7 a.m., tracking that for 28 days following PAR and setting target days. Are you going to do that 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week? Now, I know some people are like, this is ridiculous. I get out of bed every day at 5 a.m. this example isn't for you. Having said that, you may be the person getting out of bed at 5 a.m. and still have another challenge before you. So here we go. Threes. This idea of threes, and we see it everywhere from our phone number, right? There's the area code, the prefix, and then the number. And then you look at stories, and it's usually like the open or the preamble, and then the conflict, and then the resolution. And you see this threes everywhere. And the other day, I absolutely did not want to work out. And I convinced myself, so it has to do with the, there's some planks, there's some pull-ups, and it's just rotating between these in my house. Planks, pull-ups, planks, pull-ups. And the idea is, if you can convince yourself to do three, that is three sets, so planks for a minute, pull-ups, let's say five or six, that's one set. The point is, the first set gets you started, and this is the key. This is why we're talking about threes. This is the hack for motivation. The first set, the first series, is getting started. The second series represents motivation, or excuse me, momentum. So the first one is to get started, whatever it is. So it could be the first day of running. You need that second day, and it doesn't have to be sequential. It doesn't have to be the next day. But if you run once, then say it's Monday, Wednesday, you're going to want, or Thursday or Friday. The point is, you need a second experience. So first experience to start, a second experience to carry the momentum, and a third experience to complete the cycle or create self-efficacy. Now, you could argue self-efficacy is created when you complete the first experience. All right, very quickly, if you head over to Maven, MAVEN.com, search goals, search habits, you'll see the 28-day breakthrough. This is our small group cohort. The best investment you will ever make is in your own personal development. It's in your own education. It's in your own knowledge. So, no better way to kick off the new year. Go to Maven, MAVEN.com. Again, search goals, search habits. You'll see the 28-day breakthrough. It is a powerful small group cohort, and all the risk is taken away. It's money back guaranteed. Have a look, MAVEN.com. All right, back to the... But I probably already have. I don't want to confuse the issue. I want you to think in terms of three, which means begin, develop momentum. First experience, begin. Second experience, develop momentum. Third experience is the completion or self-efficacy. Now, in my little workout, my silly real life example of this workout, I get to three. I'm like, now I really do have momentum and I feel great. And I did a fourth and a fifth set. And so this is just an example. And yes, it was actually all tracked too. But this is an example that you can use on a micro level or a macro level related to the accountability and tracking. You want, just think about it, Don't do anything. Just think about it in terms of this: starting, creating momentum, and completion. Starting, creating momentum, completion. That's kind of the hack, if you will, to motivation. Now, the hilarious part about motivation is what? Motivation is fleeting. It comes and it goes. This is why people are like, I don't believe in motivation. I believe in habit. I believe in consistency. Well, that's a chicken or an egg, which, and just to be clear, that's kind of where we want to develop, where we want to land in this area of consistency. This is one of the factors of the habit factor, one of the benefits of the habit factor. It's to having a baseline of consistency, of momentum. So you don't have to rely on motivation. So people are like, I don't believe in motivation, I believe in habit. Well, again, chicken or an egg, because in order to develop the habit, you need to be consistent, and that's how we get to this little hack of threes. Now, somebody's like, I don't understand what self-efficacy is. Self-efficacy is the ability to produce a desired result. It's just a fancy, I guess, psychological term, predominantly used in psychology, ability to produce a desired result. So we are goal-setting machines, and a goal could be as simple as, again, getting out of bed by 6 a.m. If you set that intention, you do it, you will feel good about yourself because you said you were going to do it to yourself, you made a commitment, and you did it. Self-efficacy is what drives, it becomes the reward. So the idea of using threes as a motivational hack, let's take another real-life example. You want to begin writing a book. I don't know where to write. I don't know what to write. But I want to write a book. So using the habit factor, you identify. And if you're going from zero to writing, you identify the minimum success criteria. How long are you going to write for? Well, if you've never written, I wouldn't suggest challenging yourself for more than 20 minutes a day. So now the question is, which days? Well, you're like, I'm busy Monday and Tuesday. I could probably write Wednesday morning and Friday morning and Saturday morning. Great. Those are your target days. So now you have minimum success criteria of 20 minutes. You have target days of Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday morning. That would be your week. The first instance gets you started. The second one gives you momentum. Now you feel great. You have 2 days under your belt, 20 minutes minimum, pure focus on just the task of writing. That's it. Nothing else. Your phone's away. You have no distractions on your computer. 20 minutes, boom, boom. Saturday comes around. You do a third writing session. Now you feel terrific. You have that hack, plus you have this tracking sheet, free tracking sheet at thehabitfactor.com/templates. So this can be used for writing. This can be used for working out. This is both the strength, if you will, and the weakness of it, of the habit factor is presented as a framework regardless of your goal. Regardless of the habit, you can cultivate any habit by following this 28-day tracking system. What we're talking about here is getting three sessions under your belt to hack, if you will, motivation. So ultimately, consistency begins and tracking begins to take root, and your you're gaining the ancillary, you're developing the ancillary habit of discipline, which comes with the consistency and the tracking. So I know I'm kind of dumping a lot on you here. If you take away only one thing, it's get the free tracking sheet at thehabitfactor.com/templates. There is a free video explainer. There's also notes. And by following par and getting 3 sessions under your belt, you will begin to hack this idea of momentum or motivation. So again, it's the key idea is to start to replicate the session to gain momentum. And then the third one, not that you're done with the book in 3 sessions, but it really creates, it's self-affirms this self-efficacy. Now you really have some momentum. That's why it's called hacking momentum, using threes. Start, duplicate for momentum. I said momentum again, I meant motivation. And then a third session to really cultivate the sense of self-efficacy. So I keep thinking about the book. That's essentially how, when I said, how am I going to write this book, The Habit Factor? Well, duh, the way you're going to write it is you're going to follow the process that you're preaching and teaching. And that's precisely what I've done. And then I did it with the next 2 books, The Pressure Paradox and Everything is a Freaking Story, which coincidentally is in threes. It's a bit of a trilogy. So if you're feeling like you're stuck, and you're looking for some motivation, give yourself a challenge, get some clarity, and see if you can develop, track 3 instances of whatever it is. It could be walking, it could be running, it could be sailing, painting, guitar lessons. But think about hacking motivation with 3 instances: start, consistency, and self-efficacy. All right, my friends, that's it. I hope you followed that. We'll try to write that one up for you. You can always email. You can find me on thehabitfactor.com. Or again, it's free to subscribe over at Substack, Habits2Goals, with the number 2. .substack.com. Thanks again. See ya. All right, my friends, that is going to do it for this episode. If you are new here, there's only two things you should consider doing. 1, go to thehabitfactor.com/templates. Get your free template that will walk you through the PAR method. You are not a rodent. You are not a rat. Why do I say that? Because the habit loop, the famed habit loop, was devised by studying rodents. You're a human. You have choice. You have intention. You have reflection. PAR, as a methodology for habit cultivation, is a process that leverages your human capacities. So go to thehabitfactor.com/templates and you get a free template. Or just go to the iOS or Google Play Store and you can download the free Habit Factor app. The other thing that is worth doing, in my humble opinion, is subscribing. Subscribe, you get each episode downloaded automatically. That will save you time. It will save me time. We'll be on the same page, my friend. So that's it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for subscribing. And make sure you begin tracking. See ya.